think the Energizer Bunny has got up and left, so you have to just pick me up on this one here, probably. I'm going to turn it off. This morning, most of you knowing, or those of you knew that I was gone most of the week last week, and went on a little outing to Savannah, Georgia for a few days, probably expected me to come back with everything I ever needed to know I learned while in Savannah. But I hate to disappoint you if you were expecting that. I don't have that this morning. Actually, it was a conference that Renee had to go to, and so she was busy all day long, and so she was not around me enough to really inspire me with great things to talk about. So I wasn't able to come back with a lot of good stories or anything on that. So I decided to talk about mothers today instead. Actually, I'm going to talk about a mother that Jesus deals with in Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 through 28. Matthew chapter 15, beginning with verse 21. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, for the message that it brings to us. We thank you, Lord, for the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, and for that perfect, wonderful mirror image that we have on this earth in the love from our mothers. Lord, may your blessings and may your Holy Spirit be present. May all that is spoken, Lord, be yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you ever known a person whose character could be summed up in four words? Well, in this scripture that I read to you this morning, Jesus knew such a woman. He said it to that woman of Cana, "You have great faith." We know from the scripture that she was from the country north of Palestine and that she had a daughter. We don't even know her name, but she's included in scripture because of the great faith that she possessed. Jesus valued faith in people, not just people of Israel, not just in those chosen people, but people everywhere. And wherever he went, he always looked for that spark of faith. He looked for it in people's lives, and miracles were the result most often. But yet he didn't find faith always in the people that he encountered. Even in his own disciples, he often couldn't find faith. Jesus identified faith in this Gentile mother because of three things that we can see here, three characteristics that we can see that this Gentile mother possessed that would be wise for each of us as parents, fathers, mothers, as Christians, as friends, any of us to seek out also, to possess and to make part of our lives. These three things are equally valuable in each of our lives. The first thing that we see in this Gentile mother is that she crossed great barriers. This Gentile mother was prepared to cross any obstacle to get to Jesus for help. No argument was going to stop her. No roadblock that was thrown up was going to derail her. She knew that Jesus had the answers for her, and she was not going to be stopped. Have any of you ever known a mother like that, that knew what was best for their child and they would not allow anything to get in the way of making sure that their child had every opportunity or everything possibly that they needed? We've all known them like that. I'm looking at dozens of you out here this morning, I think, that did those very things. No roadblock would keep you from doing what was necessary for your child. Nothing would keep this woman from Jesus because she knew that he had the answers for her daughter. Faith requires that we cross barriers that stand in our way in getting to Jesus. They could be barriers of doubt. You ever crossed a barrier of doubt? Just wondering whether or not it's all worth it, or whether it's all true, or if there really is a God that hears and cares. And we were talking in Sunday school this morning, and Vance said, you know, says, I've had so much prayers go up for us, and I know that so many people have been praying for us. I'm beginning to believe this prayer stuff, it really has something to do with it. Now, of course, I know that Vance had believed that a lot longer than now. But the point is that we cannot allow the barriers of doubt to stop us from doing what we know is best, whether it's for our children or whether it's in our relationship with Jesus Christ. Do not allow those barriers of doubt to cloud what you know is your vision and what the vision is that God has for you. Barriers of culture can keep us away from Jesus. For this woman, she was a Canaanite. She was a pagan. She was a Gentile. Somebody that couldn't even speak to Jesus, or that any self-respecting Jew would have not even had anything to do with her, never addressed her, never even acknowledged her existence. He crossed that barrier. She crossed that barrier. And Jesus responded. Also, this was a woman too. And it was not the thing to do for a Jewish man to speak in a public place and to address and talk to a woman, much less a woman of a different culture, a different race. The cultural barriers of race and sex did not stop this woman from getting to Jesus. Folks, those barriers that we throw up out there in the world, those barriers of racism and sexism and ageism and all those other isms that we can come up with, they need to be overcome. We need to throw those barriers out. We throw up barriers of time and distance. You know, I just don't have the time to really get close to Jesus like I need to. I don't have time to spend studying God's Word, to pray, to read the Bible, to come to church. You know, I can worship God wherever I'm at, we say. And true, you can, and you should. But there are many times, many occasions when we use that time barrier, and we throw it up, and it gets between us and Jesus. For this woman, she was not willing to allow anything to get in her way. She was not willing to allow any barrier to stop her from getting to Jesus. The measure of our faith depends on what we see in Jesus, and what she saw in Jesus was the answer to her daughter's problem. Folks, Jesus has the answer for our problems as well. He has the answer. Don't let any obstacles get in your way. Cross those great barriers, whatever they may be in your life. See that Jesus is there on the other side and know He has the answers. The second thing that we see in the faith of this Gentile mother is that she was persistent. She refused to be put off or intimidated. First of all, Jesus didn't even speak to her. He was silent. And then the disciples start telling him, says, put her away, send her away, Jesus. She's just crying out after us. Get rid of her. She's an annoyance. She's a hindrance. You know, folks, sometimes we can put people off because we just simply say, you know, they're just plain annoying. They just get on our nerves. And we don't see the real need that they have for Jesus Christ. But Jesus saw that in this woman. He saw the need that she had that He could meet. Folks, we can give Jesus to people, sometimes even when they're the most annoying people on the face of the earth. That's the time that they need, and we need to give them Jesus the most. We need to be persistent in our efforts to get close to Christ. We don't need to allow anything to derail us. When Jesus didn't respond, She just wouldn't take no for an answer. When he did answer her, she said, "But, yes, but." She wouldn't allow no to be given to her. She had faith. It's kind of like the joke about wrestling a 300-pound gorilla. Do you know when you quit? Do you quit when you get tired while wrestling that 300-pound gorilla? No, you don't quit until the gorilla gets tired. In other words, you keep at it, no matter how difficult it may seem at the time, no matter how tired, how hopeless it may seem, you have to be persistent. Jesus said to her, says, "I was sent only for the lost sheep." But he's saying here, what he's saying here is you're not included in this whole plan. But she said, "Lord, help me." And he answered a second time, "It's not right to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs." And she came up with that other reply, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." She was persistent and responded in different ways because she was insistent upon the help of her daughter. In Luke chapter 11, Jesus is telling a parable about the persistent friend who comes and knocks on a friend's door at midnight wanting something. I think it's bread for someone that's come to his house. Friend says, "I'm in bed. I'm ready to go to sleep. Go away. Leave me alone. I'll come back in the morning." But the friend keeps knocking. And finally, what happens? He gets up and goes because he's worrying him to death. Folks, we need to be that way. We need to be that persistent in our relationship with Jesus. He goes on in that same parable to tell them after that, "Seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open, ask and it shall be given to you." There is something to be said for our persistence in pursuing Jesus Christ and getting close to Him. The third thing that we see is that this woman relied on the grace of God. What is grace? It's unmerited favor that God bestows upon us. It's God giving us what we don't deserve. Anybody want to get some grace from God? Anybody? I think so. Because if we got what we deserved, we'd all be in severe trouble. But God's grace, God giving to us what we don't deserve, that was what this woman possessed. She knew about that grace. And when Jesus said that it didn't seem right to take bread from the children of Israel and throw it to the dogs, she came up with the answer that identified that grace to her. She's saying back to Him, says, "You're right. I am a Gentile, but there must be something extra there for me somewhere. I may not deserve it, but I'm asking You for help." Jesus, no doubt, in this exchange was testing this woman's faith, and she no doubt passed with flying colors. He said, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. Your daughter has been made well." Folks, where is your persistence? Where is your willingness to cross the great barriers that can come up? And in between and in amongst all of that, we must remember that in the end, we must rely upon God's amazing grace. You may be facing problems in your life right now with children, with grandchildren, or nieces, nephews, whoever it is. But don't give up. Cross those barriers that are there. Cross those barriers to Jesus and take those children there to God with you. Persist in your belief that He not only can help you, but that He's willing to help you. And don't let anyone intimidate you and make you feel you don't deserve His help. Receive His grace, which He has in abundance for each person. Mothers, thank you for crossing those barriers, for persisting, and for relying upon God's grace. May we all learn from your example. Let's pray. Father, we thank You today for Your great gifts in our lives, and particularly that gift of mothers. Lord, may Your May your power, may your blessings be upon them and with them. We thank you this morning for your word. May it speak to us and move us closer to you, that we might be better ambassadors and better witnesses of that great love and that grace that you have. Lord, may your will be done in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.